Kuf Sam Ches Sif Zayin. So we were talking about Fasa V'Kisnin. So the Mechavi here actually defines Fasa V'Kisnin. And he gives three Hagdaras. I spoke about this briefly last time, but Fasa V'Kisnin, Yesh Mufarshim Pas Asikim in Kisin, Shemalin Osan Dvash, a sukkar. You have some type of pockets. You know, you have Egozim, Mishkeinim, Tavlinim. Hemni Kraim, something. It's instead of using water in your dough, you put you know, honey or oil. So you have a cake. Sometimes you have both. For example, a rogolach is both. In the rogolach, you have pockets of cocoa or chocolate, and you also have the dough itself. Isn't the challah dough? It's made out of. You know, not just water and flour, but it's oil and flour. Most rov, you know, meperos, rov oil connected to water. So the Rama says that if it's just a little bit, you know, sweet, it's not enough. So that you call it, say, you know, a zamk schala. Zamk schala is sweet, you know, but it's not cake. Elim kinishvam harve tavlinos vash, kimini mesika shakarian lekach. That's even more like cake. So that's why Ashkenazim say motzi on zamischal, and Sephardim are a little more concerned about that because they say, listen, it's fundamentally, you know, a little bit of sweet. If there's sweetness in it, maybe it should be mizonos, and that's why Sephardim are makbid to have water chal on Shabbos, non-sweetened chal. Now, I should mention the video save is not so convinced. He's like, listen, it's better for Sephardim not to say mizonos on, like, you know, sweet chal. It's better that they should eat it in a suda. It's not like a clear-cut thing, but that's... They're machmir to have water challah. But I don't know if they're, it's really appropriate for them to be mekel, just say mezonos on our challah. But okay, they're different opinions about that. So the Rama says, only when there's kidvash v'tavlin ikra, when it's almost ikra, when there's so much honey, then you say mezonos. The issue of farshim shuhu pas bein... Something. We have three definitions. What are the kissings? Things that have pockets in them. Pockets of, let's say, you know, honey or pockets of cocoa or chocolate. The second definition is things that have rov, meperos, or oil. And the third definition is there are things like crackers. They're very... crunchy, you don't eat them for a meal, you eat them as a snack. So it's interesting, the Mechaber says we pass like all three. So why is that? Meaning, according to some Rishonim, the only thing that's mezonos is if it has kisin. The other ones are amotzi. And according to other Rishonim, vice versa. So where do we, how do we have the right to be mekel? So there are different approaches to this. Some say, well, you know, it could be if you say alamichia, you're yotze. On hamotzi, meaning maybe mechokas, but that's not the accepted approach. So it's a suffix, so it can be mekel until the time is drabanan, suffix drabanan. One approach is to say that we're really not sure, but we're just mekel. Other approach is to say no, there is no mechokas. One other Rishonim said this is the snack food. Another Rishonim said that's the snack food. It's not telling where you live, but they're all snack foods. So basically, any snack food is mezonos. It doesn't make a difference if it's a snack food because it's a cracker or a snack food because it's a cake. As you know, rov peperos, rov, or it's a snack food because it's mula, you know, it's a strudel, or you know, all the snack foods are mezonos. Now, if we assume it's dim snack foods, things you don't eat for a sudas, then what emerges possibly is that even something that doesn't have any of these categories could still be mezonos. So, for example, if I go to a hot pretzel, exactly, the soft pretzels. Are not filled with anything. They're not particularly oily. It's not rov meperos, and it's not it's soft. It's not like a cracker. So if you take the Shulchan Aruch, okay, these are like hagdaras. It's a siba. Doesn't have this, so it's a motzi. But the Minhag Olam is assumed the soft pretzel is mezonos because it's a food that people eat for snack, not for satiation. So to be satiated. Now, one of the Hagdaras here mentioned is things that are crispy. So, mizonos, you know, crackers are mizonos. What about matzah? Matzah is also crispy. So, Sfarim, in fact, same mizonos on matzah, except on Pesach. Why? Pesach, they're suda. So it's their bread on again, if you assume that during the year it's considered a snack food, on Pesach it's considered a meal food. Ashkenazim say hamotzi on matzah. Well, there are some Ashkenazim who are, you know, think it's better to avoid, you know, eating matzahs and saying, well, it's better to wash on bread. Some shuls, they always have matzahs. And there are some poskim, and I saw in the Piskei Teshuva, that recommend not washing. I think the minhag olam is to wash on matzahs. Likewise, the Sefer Rav Zvi Yosef says that even for Sfaradim, it's better that they shouldn't just eat matzahs as snacks, because matzahs generally aren't eaten as snacks, even during the year. Most people, crackers are eaten as snacks, and matzahs, people have a meal on matzahs. You know, they eat challah shudas, it's considered a meal. So, Migradin, Ashkenazim say Amotzi, and Sfaradim say Mizonos. Seems like on both sides, those who are machmir, it's better to eat matzahs in a meal. Okay.
What about pizza?
Oh, so we're going to get to pizza soon.
It's one definition. It's filled with stuff.
Okay, so let's talk about it right now. I mean, it fits one of the definitions, or maybe even two. It certainly is filled. Depending how they make the dough sometimes is very oily, but often it's not. Often the dough is made with mostly water. You know, it could be has a little bit of oil, but so at least we'd have one of the three. The question is it considered a snack food? Or do people, calzone? You sit down, you order two pieces of pizza, you sit down, you have a meal. So if you have a kfiya suda, so then it's pashut eat a samotzi, because we mentioned last time that if you eat a kfiya suda of cake, so okay, well, what does a kfiya suda mean? How much is it? Is 4 beitzim enough, or do you have to have as much as a regular meal? But again, if you have 3 pieces of pizza, that's a regular meal. So then it'd be pashut, you say amotzi. Just say you have one piece. You have one piece of pizza. So again, if you're into the simmons idea that this is just a simmon of a snack food, so you can argue that today pizza in most places is not considered a snack food; it's a meal food. And it's true that they say for a Moshe that one slice is mizonos and two slices is hamotzi. So somebody told me that pizza he was talking about was rov shemen. The iso was different; it was really like a snack food. And our pizzas are different. I don't know. Get to a history. You know, what was the pizza like in Lower East Side? You know, and it certainly wasn't in Europe. It was like a Lower East Side shoe. You know what I'm saying? Lemaisa. There are those who, as Rav Asher Weiss has an interesting sheet that he says it's a function of how you eat it. Pizza could be a meal food if you sit down and eat it as a meal. It could be a snack food. How do you eat pizza as a snack food? If you're running late and you take a piece to your car, so then it's already a snack food. Meaning you eat it as a snack between meals. Is it meal time? Is it not meal time? Or is it a question of like where you eat it? How you eat it? You know, so that's interesting. Agdara, that it's really a function of how you eat it. Right, it's not. A lot of people. Right, and the logic of promotion is a question of how you know the assumption is that one piece by definition is a snack. Meaning again, a person snacks on a slice of bread, you have to watch. If you like the promotion, okay. If you snack on a piece of bread, you have to watch. The question is: this is really bread? So you could argue that it really is bread. It's more bread than bread, because nobody eats a slice of bread for lunch. People eat a slice of pizza for lunch. So therefore it's bread, shine. At the same time, it has one of the simonim. It's memula. Again, memula, you know, it's considered memula. There is a question if memula means only memula with sweet things. Later on, the very last simon of this, last sif rather, the simon, the Shulchan Aruch says Pashtida. If you look at Simon Yud Zayin, Pashtida Hanefa B'Tanu V'Basar V'Dagim V'Vino V'Arichla V'Mosi V'Rikas Amazon. It's Pashtida. You're eating a kogel, you know, a meat pie or a cheese pie or a fish pie. So there's a machlokas. Some understand the Shulchan Aruch holds that the memula only applies to sweet milui. Sweet milui is a snack. You eat a rugelach, but if it's a cheese, then it's right away a motzi. So according to that, there wouldn't be even a shayla. We're not. It's not so clear. The Taz argues. Taz says no. Taz argues. So lemaisa, there is a question. You know what the bracha on pizza is. Some argue that if you're working with this idea that it's a simen, snack food versus meal food, so then pizza would be considered a meal food, and even one slice would be a motzi. Others disagree, And like I said, Usher thinks that it's a function of how you eat it. Are you eating it as a snack or are you eating at a meal? Then I wasn't so clear in the Hagdara because, like, you know, I'm running late, so I'm eating my meal in my car. So, like, is that a snack or is that a meal? Meaning,
or lying down on the couch and formally having, like, pizza.
Right. So I think he would say that if you decide to have a piece of pizza on the couch, that's already mizonos because that's you're not eating
more than one piece.
So even more than one piece. I mean, again, if you have kfiyas suda, if you eat the shear that other people would be kofiyas suda, I don't know what that is, but let's say it's, you know, three slices, yeah, certainly, so then it would be hard to argue, you know. And the same issue exists with berekas. You know, but it's rare that people sit down and eat a meal as berekas. So berekas, I think, by definition, are a snack food. You could decide to eat 12 berekas for lunch, but that would be like, you know, I'm talking about small berekas. So yeah, I'm talking about, bagel chips, right? Remember bagel chips? That was good. So what are the bagel chips? They take bagels, they make them, they slice them, and they put them in the oven again. They're like toasted chips. So it's true, they started out as bagels, but they were made for the purpose of chips. So then they're mizonos. If a person takes a bagel at home and decides to make chips out of them, so then they'd be a motzi, because, you know, it's the same with the croutons. If you make homemade croutons, they're a motzi, because you take bread. Bread is bread. You weren't mavatel l'shem bread, we're going to see later. You could mavatel l'shem bread, but just baking it isn't mavatel. You'd have to, you know, cook it or do something different to it. Just baking it, it's the same bread. Now it's just toast. So toast doesn't become mizonos. But, like, croutons that are made, the shame croutons, are mizonos, because they're made as croutons. You know, in restaurants, sometimes they use, like, yesterday's bread. You know, or you go to, you know, Koli bagel, they put in the salad. So those croutons are probably amotzi, because I don't think they, like, I think they probably take old bagels and make, you know, fresh bagels. I don't know, I didn't ask them, but that's my assumption. Okay. One second. Sometimes, like, in the shuk, you'll buy, like, you know, pitas that have, like, on it, like, you know, some garlic and some, like, you know, onion. So that's a pita, meaning that's not like a tamamula. Meaning you could have a situation where it's takamamula, but, like, a stam pita that has some tavlinim on it is certainly hamotzi. Pizza is different. Pizza, it's like, you know, there's a lot of cheese on the bread. So mela, it's considered mamula, it's considered, you know, kisnin, and then it's called a suffix. Okay, let's move on to Sif Ches. Lachmanios osan shablulosan ava, shakorin something, lechem gomruhu mvarech alafam vechazamot. If you have a roll, it's bread. Osan shablulosan raka, if they're made with a batter that's very liquidy, it's not a thick batter, the dakim od shakorin something, so you have a situation where it's considered, it's a loose batter, if it's a waffle batter, let's say, yeah, so let's say pancakes. Pancakes are mizonos. If you eat so many pancakes, so you have a meal, you'd have to wash. So this is a question of bracha of eating desserts, we'll see in a minute. If you have very thin pieces of crackers that you use just to hold the food, you know, say an ice cream cone, not a sweet ice cream cone, so you're just holding it. Again, if a person's eating, you know, a tropical liver with crackers, he's also interested in the crackers. So he says a mizonos on the crackers. But if a person's really trying to just eat something and the cracker's just there to hold it, so then you wouldn't say a bracha, it would be totally a tapa. So a lot of details here. It's not entirely clear the distinction here between a blila ava and a blila raka, why that makes a difference. You know, that is also a simon or a sibra, or is that something more inherent? But it seems like things that are very liquidy, let's say, you know, well, the crepes, you know, so that is, it's not considered, there's no Torah lechem to it. Again, Torah lechem is something that it has some type of appearance of bread. So we're not sure exactly what that means. What's the common denominator? Let's see, between a matzah and a roll. But it has to have a certain thickness. You know, the crepes, what they call, I don't know what they call them in English. Crepes. So, thank you. It's very, very thin. Very thin batter. So that very thin batter, it's also very liquidy, and when you put it on, it's very thin. So even if you eat, you know, 10 of them, you wouldn't be you need to wash because it's no Torah lechem. It doesn't have a Torah lechem. That's the assumption. Now, what exactly is Torah lechem? A pancake is thicker. So a pancake, you might say, pancake, it has Torah lechem, it's mezonos, but if you eat a lot of it, you would have to. Again, it's not so clear. The big issue is wraps. What's the bracha on wraps? So if you look on the OU, they say wraps are a motzi. Other people say that, no, mapitom, wraps are very thin, it's mezonos. And if you're koveh suda, it would be a motzi, like the equivalent of, let's say, a pancake. And others say, no, wraps are so thin, and they're so tasteless, so, you know, it's always mezonos. Or you can make a claim, and people make this claim, that the wrap shouldn't say a bracha at all. It's basically just there to hold the tuna salad. You can't hold tuna salad in your hand. So you're holding the wrap. The wrap is tasteless, and it's very thin, and you don't have to say a bracha at all. So that's a pretty extreme shita. Like I said, Rebelsky Paskins for the OU, that you say hamotzi, but it's not so clear. You know, you could make an argument based on the Shulchan Aruch here that it's thin, and if it's thin, yeah, I'm not sure if it's Pilas and Raka. I think it's Ava. I tried to do some research online. I don't know if you can... For a wrap, you know, I think the Balila is Ava. So there are different approaches to this. It's probably better just to get some bread if you can, avoid the issue. But if you don't have bread, I mean, to me it makes sense to say that it's not so different than alaf. Meaning alaf is hamotzi. Nobody thinks if you eat alaf, you don't say hamotzi. So a wrap is a little thinner, you know.
It's not as fluffy. It's a little more like a...
Right, it's not as fluffy. It's not fluffy as a laugh. There's no question about it. So everybody agrees on. Right, yeah. I mean, these are sveikos. It's not so clear. I was also wondering, let's say by crepes. So crepes are very thin, right? But let's say you sometimes pile them, like they'll put things in them, and like they'll, so then it looks like blintzes. Blintzes are made out of very thin. You know, so let's say you eat lots of blintzes, so do you then say if it has a Torah lechem? Like, what exactly is Torah lechem? Nobody really knows exactly what Torah lechem is. What do you point out?
No, in mine it says the...
blintzes, okay. And what's the din of my blintzes? That's the middle case?
That's the... Yeah.
That's the middle case. So you'd say mezonos, but if you eat a lot, you'd have to say motzi. It wouldn't be... Right. So some folks can say no. Blintzes, no matter how much you ate, it doesn't have a Torah lechem. If it doesn't have a Torah lechem, like if you eat noodles, use as much noodles as you want, you're never going to have to wash the noodles. Because it doesn't have a Torah lechem. You know, and then there's a kshayla, what about noodle kugel? You know, like the Yushalmi kugel. So Rabbi Ashi says that has a Torah lechem. Others say, Mapitam, that's not Torah lechem. Does it look like a roll? It doesn't look like a roll. I mean, what's the denominator? Not maybe a roll and a pita and a matzah. I mean, we hold the matzahs are also a mozi, so it's a little bit unclear. If you need a kvetzviya, if you need a suda. I mean, I think the question is, if you're kvetz suda, do you say it's always mezonos? Does it have Torah lechem? Or you say, no, it does have Torah lechem. You know, and then again, what I added is that maybe the crepe as such is no Torah lechem, so thin. But if you put things, you put cheese in it, and you wrap it up, now you see what, you have a roll, and you have a blintz. The blintz doesn't look so different than the slice of bread next to it. So do I say that? Or I say no. So there's a big shaila in the postgame about this. Again, real bread is very clearly hamotzi, but these middle categories, you know, are pancakes. Some people say the pancakes don't have Torah lechem, and you need as many pancakes as you want, and you never, because they actually don't even bake them. They usually fry pancakes. Right? Mm-hmm. They fry in the pan. So the same thing with the blintzes. They're frying it. It's not really baked. So it doesn't, you know, that's what some people say. You can eat as much as you want. It won't mechayev you. It's probably not so healthy to eat as much as you want. But that's a separate issue. Okay. Now, the Mechavi here also mentions an interesting halacha of if you eat one of these things in the middle of a meal, so you have to say a bracha rishona. In this last category, in the second category, right, you have this v'lilas and raka, v'dakin ma'o, you say mezonos, unless you're kovei suda. If you eat in the middle of a meal, you have to say mezonos. Eat in the middle of a meal, so if a person has cake in the middle of his meal, you have dessert, do you have to say mezonos on so let's talk about that, tochidei this mechaber. This is a big shaila halacha lemaisa, because one can claim that the archaics are sofik pas, right? We said there's three categories of pasavikis. They were not sure, so we're makel. But they're all sofik pas. So if I eat memula, maybe pasavikis is really the brittle crackers. So this is pas. So the minhag ha'olam, I shouldn't say the minhag ha'olam, but according to one opinion, I think it's prevalent in our circles, you don't say mezonos on cake at the end of the meal. Why not? Because the mezonos is sofik pas, unless it's something that has all three categories of pasavikisin. It's also filled, it's also rove, shemen, and it's also brittle. So that would be, let's say, wafers. Wafers are filled with chocolate. They're made with oil, not with water, and they are, or sometimes like some of these like strudel cakes that are harder. So, but and then you would say mezonos on that. But lemaisa, they're different minhagim. There is an argument to be made, I think Rav Moshe holds it this way, that our cakes have so much sugar and so much chazerai in them that nobody thinks this is bread. So of course they say mezonos, and that's what they do in the Hasidic world. They say mezonos on because it's not sofik pas. None of this is sofik pas. The other extreme is to say that you never say mezonos. You never say mezonos, even on things that have all three categories, because maybe amotzi potters them. Maybe it's better to have kavana when you say amotzi, to have kavana that you want to potter your dessert. That's a good idea. If you don't say bracha on mezonos, have kavana, l'chora that would work. Even if the pas was not, even if it's certainly, pas of a kisnin, it's not pas of a kisnin, it's all three categories, still it wouldn't be, you wouldn't say bracha on it. And then, like I said, the many poskim say that if it has all three characteristics of pasavikistin, so then you would say mizonos, and otherwise you wouldn't. So different approaches to this. Some of the Sephardim poskim say this is a whole machlokas, just bench and eat dessert after, and then to avoid the suffix. So there is a sheet like that. It's permissible even on Shabbos, even though all things being equal, we don't try to be mar bebracho, so we don't say okay, bench. Here, there's a reason for it. It's not considered a bracha shein tzricha because you have a need. The need is to avoid this question: should I say mezonos or not say mezonos? So the Sephardi posting would recommend that. I think in our world, people eat dessert as part of the meal and they don't say bracha and mezonos. I think that's the accepted practice. Although, like I said, there are people who say mezonos. Again, this is specifically about mezonos. There's a different issue: do you say a bracha on fruits at the end of a meal or candy or shahakal things? And then it's more obvious you would have to. You're eating fruit for dessert, so you would have to say a bracha. And you're eating candy for dessert. Shaila dafka by mezonos, because mezonos is potentially pas. So maybe it's included in the pas. And that's why the minhag ha'olam, like I said, I think, is not to say mezonos, even though people do say bracha on fruits and on candy, but they don't say mezonos out of concern that the mezonos is included in the bracha of amot. Yeah. Fruit in the middle of the meal is an interesting question. Is it sometimes you have an appetizer? You have the first course, they give you a melon. So you argue maybe it's legorer at the oven. We're going to discuss that in the future. Maybe you wouldn't say a bracha on that. It's less obvious because it's not considered dessert. It's part of the meal. Certainly, if it's in the chicken, you have pears or whatever, then certainly you wouldn't say a bracha. Okay. So this is something that we still have to work on, but v'gadol, this is the accepted practice that mezonos is not, you don't say bracha, because it's considered a safek pas. Now, the last category that the Mechaber mentioned is these kakim dakim shenosim merkachas aleihem, v'im tfeilim l'gabim merkachas. So the example I gave was an ice cream cone. Now, it's true that they gave you an option in the store. Do you want it in a cup or in a cone? So if you take a cone that's flavorful, so it's like eating a cookie. So of course you say a bracha. You first say a bracha on the ice cream, because that's what you're eating first. Even though we did in Kadima, you usually say mezonos first. But here you're not interested in the cones at the bottom. You say a shahakal first, and then we get to the cone, you say mezonos. But let's say the cone is tasteless. So it's true that you had the option of getting it in a cup. But the fact that you chose a cone doesn't mean you want the cone as food. It's more like you don't want to use a spoon, you want to just eat it directly from your hands. So you don't say it, it's easy, right? Take a tamsa. So mela, you don't say a bracha on the cone. This issue comes up, with the krembo in Israel. It's the time of year if you eat krembo. So same thing, the krembo, you say shakal at the top, the The bottom is a tasty cookie, so you say mezonos on it. It's tasty. There is some degree of a shaila here. Some people say that it was made together, so maybe we should separate it and then say the bracha. Or an ice cream sandwich, what's the bracha on an ice cream sandwich? So I think the pashas is the ice cream, you say mezonos on the cookie, and the shakal on the, usually it's like a half an inch of ice cream in the middle. You know, to say that it's all tafel to the mezonos, there is a concept of kol sheyeshbo mishich hamishas aminim dagon, so it comes all to all mezonos. But here, it's mamish separate. You have a cookie, and you have like ice cream. So it's true when you bite it together, but I think the post can assume that you would have to say brach on the shakal. It's not so clear. You couldn't, there's argument to say that this is mezonos. You know, just like a cholent. But even my cholent will see that there's a debate about that issue. So here it's so separate. I think the minhag is to separate a little bit of the ice cream, say brach on a drink, say brach on something else, and say mezonos on the cookie. Again, different minhag. It comes to seven-layer cake. So somebody told me Rav Schechter holds that seven-layer cake, really you shouldn't say Yishei Shehakol, because the cake is ma'amish tasteless, and people are just eating it for the cream. So it's been a while since I've lived in America, and here they don't really have it. But I don't know. I have a hard time believing that, you know, people aren't eating cream. They want to eat cake. It's like eating a wafer. You know, it's true that the mezonos is tasteless, but and really interested in the sugar and the, you know, chocolate. But you didn't eat chocolate, you ate a wafer. So to say that the mezonos is mamish just holding it, it's just holding together the sugar, I don't know, to me it's a chiddush. It's like, you know, it's like saying licorice, the shayla of a licorice. Licorice is made with flour. So you say shahakal, you say mezonos. To say that licorice is shahakal because the flour is just there to hold it, like, I don't know, you're eating, to me, it seems like you're eating the licorice. It's a different texture. You're not eating a candy. You're eating licorice. So I would argue that would be mezonos. But like I said, these are all subject to debate. We're going to hopefully discuss this. You know, what's the bracha on schnitzel? You know, what's the bracha on cheesecake? You know, should it be the same? Both schnitzel and cheesecake have a thin layer of mezonos. Could I say that I should say mezonos on both? I should say shahakal on both? Or did I split? They say the chicken is chicken. So you say shahakal and schnitzel. And cake is cake. You say mezonos. Okay, these are all big debates in the postgame. But it's not really so connected to what we're discussing now, so we'll leave it for now. Okay? Questions, comments? Test. Pascomer afilu. Certainly. I totally agree. Pascomer afilu pakos because I zvarak alav hamotzi. If you have a small piece of bread, you say motzi, aval achar inu varech klum kol shlo achal kazayis. You don't say bracha chrona on a kazayis. That's a klal gadol that you don't say bracha chrona less than a kazayis. Okay, fine. Let's move on to sif yud chavitza. And part of the challenge in Hilchos Brachos, we're not yet sure what they're, you know, what we're talking about. So before I was just kind of, I didn't even mention what these things are. So now it's the first words. I can't. So X chavitza, haynu peru lechem shidbakim yachad al yemarak in this bashal yeshbem kazayis afal pisha in botor lechem mivarech hamotzi because of mazal. You ainu kazayis afal pisha nira sheyeshbem tor lechem ainu mivarech ela bremin ezonu. So bracha achas in shalish. So this is an interesting reality. You have breadcrumbs and you boil them. Or right, you stick them together. So if you cook them and they have a gazayis, so you say, well, again, that's the question: are they bread crumbs? Meaning, what exactly are you talking about? Basically, bread is bread. You can make bread not bread. How do you make bread not bread? So you have to mevatel l'shem lechem. So if it's less than, if pirurim are less than a kazayit, small pieces, and you boil them, then they're no longer considered bread. So what are knedelach made out of? They're made out of matzah meal. What's the bracha on matzah meal? Hamotzi. You just ground matzahs. It's all hamotzi. If you ground matzahs, then boil it, becomes mezonos. Okay? So you're mevat l'shem lechem. So this would also be true for small pieces of bread that you made French toast out of. You know, there are different types of French toast. If you can have French toast with big pieces, so then it's still, you know, hamotzi. If they're small pieces, so if there's a lot of oil, so we consider that to be like you're deep frying it, so then it becomes mezonos. It loses its shem lech.
Breadcrumbs and meatballs.
So breadcrumbs.
In general, there's probably more mixed into the whole, much of the shell in that sense.
Well, you see, the breadcrumbs that they sell in the store, they make them for breadcrumbs. They're not made. There's a difference between like matzah meal, where it's mamish matzah, and you just like decide to crush it, and as opposed to, you know, breadcrumbs are stam breadcrumbs, I think, Arizona's, because they're not made, you know, they're not homemade breadcrumbs. First of all, take bread and grind it, they would be a motzi. But we'll discuss it soon. Again, what about cakes that you make on Pesach? You know, you take matzah meal, and you take sugar, and you take eggs and oil, and you rebake it. You didn't boil it, you didn't cook it, you rebaked it. So there's a big discussion about this. Lamaisa, we assume that becomes mezonos, even though you didn't actually boil it. Since you mixed it with so much other things, it's considered mezonos. That's the minhag. There are a lot of Pesach cakes that are actually shahagel, because today it's easier for them to make it out of like a potato starch and like it looks mamish like cake, you know. So before you say mezonos, you have to make sure that it actually is, you know, made out of, you know, matzah meal. Right. So gluten, people are gluten free. Or, you know, Pesach is like mamish, like a Gan Eden. You know, stock up on Pesach. Okay. This also affects, you know, eating matzah erev Pesach, meaning you're not supposed to eat matzah erev Pesach, and you have, you know, matzah cakes erev Pesach. So some of us would say yes, you know, because, you know, they're mezonos and they're not really like matzah. Other folks can be a little bit nervous about it. You're not so sure. You didn't boil it. You know, it's just baked it. Different things. But I think the consensus is to assume that it becomes mezonos. Now, the Mishmur points out that you have to do bishul in a kli rishon. That's not something about davi. It has to be in a kli rishon. If you take, you know, croutons that you made out of eggels and you put them in your soup in a kli sheni, that wouldn't be mafkia the shem hamos. Even though they're small pieces, it's not boiled. You have to put in a kli rishon for it to be considered, you know, boiled. When it comes to tigun, like I mentioned, if it's deep fried, it's pashut, it's like bishul. But then there's a shayla. Let's say and it's likewise, if you just put a little oil, it shouldn't burn, so then it's not considered tigun. But let's say you put oil, but also to give taste, but not so much. It wasn't like deep fried. So that's an interesting question. That would be probably the question of, you know, French toast, because like the French toast gets taste from the. It's not so clear that if you make French toast and they're big pieces, it's a motzi. It's a suffix. It's a suffix because maybe the. So even small pieces, because even if it's small pieces, those like eyes, since it might not be considered boiled, so it's not so clear that even small pieces is mezonos. But I think the minhag is to say mezonos. I mean, I don't know, you know, do people make small French toast pieces? I don't know.
I mean, sometimes you have like a big piece of challah broken back. Right.
I think it's partial that if you've made a big piece of French toast and just took off a piece, it doesn't become mezonos. But if you had a small piece of melachat chila, so if there's a lot of oil, then it's certainly mezonos. If it's a little bit of oil, so there's a shayla about that. There is another way to lose the Torah lechem. The Mechaber speaks about it a little in the next bit. About mislabin, if you like soak, like you make challah kugel. You take old challah, and you like put it. So if you put it in hot water, in boiling water, kli rishon, it's for sure mezonos. Iroi, maybe iroi is kli rishon, but let's say you just soak it in water. So if you soak it in water and the water becomes like white, so the Mechaber later on says that's also considered a pizal Torah lechem. So most people say mezonos on challah kugel. Challah kugel is not, you know, it's kind of like the matzah cakes. You know, there's a good svar to say that it's mezonos, but it's not so clear. It's not so clear because you rebake it. You don't, you know, boil it. So there is a shayla what to do with the leftover challah kugel. The minhag olam, I think, is the same mezonos and leftover challah kugel. Certainly if you made it, you know, by putting in hot water or mixing it with meperos or whatever, so then it's easier to say mezonos.
Bread and butter pudding kind of thing. There's a piece of bread and like chocolate.
Okay.
All together. Really
upset. Did you put it in boiling water or
no? You
just take pieces of bread.
Like a mix. Mm-hmm. Like a mix of like chocolate chips oil and like sugar, right, and cream or whatever.
And you put in pieces of bread.
And then you put it in the oven. It's kind of cool, I guess.
Right. So I think the minute Olin would say in his own is on that, even though it's not so like ice cold in terms of how that works. But you can argue when you pour the chocolate on top of the bread, so it's like irreklirishon because it's hot chocolate, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe irreklirishon are the pieces of bread.
Small.
They're small pieces.
Yeah.
So once they're small pieces, I think the minute Olin would say mazonos on it, like chala kokel. But like I said, it's not 100%. Okay. There's a suffix by Eri. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Matzah bry, people on Pesach eat matzah bry, same type of question. You break up the matzah. There's not so much oil there. So is that enough? It's a suffix what the bracha is. Okay. Let's move on to Sif Yud Aleph. Actually, I don't think we finished reading it inside, so let's just finish reading it here. V'im einam v'vushal elah shumachubar adei dvash amarak v'im yesh pruzos gazayis v'varach amamotzi v'ilo einam torah lechem v'im einam gazayis v'im yesh v'im torah lechem v'ayinu shu dikar v'yadua shu lechem v'varach amamotzi. This is similar to the discussion you mentioned. It's mechubar adei dvash. You have pieces of bread that are small. They're stuck together with, in your case, chocolate here. It's honey. So he says, if it has Torah Lechem, you'd say a motzi. If you aim at Torah Lechem, it's not recognizable as bread. But again, part of the shayla is what exactly Torah Lechem. It seems pretty clear that small pieces, like, you know, it's in the chocolate. It seems like it's not Torah Lechem. If you just have, you know, matzah meal, even though, kemach matzot, matzah meal doesn't look like matzah, since nothing happened to it except for being ground. You say, when I was a kid, they didn't have Pesach cereal. So what did we do? We took milk and sugar and matzah meal and we ate it. It wasn't very good. But I think, by the way, you said the Pesach cereals today aren't very good either. So. But you say, Amotian. Ayin lekaman, v'simen, kuf pei dalet, kama shir, achil levarech, alaf, birkas, amazah. Fine, you're out. Yesh misha omer de perurim shenosin v'mayim v'mayim islavdin machmas haperurim azi laturta de nahamas. As I mentioned before, that some say that if you soak bread and it kind of makes the water look white, it's no longer is it red. Ve'inu varech alah elu v'rim zonos v'rechach alin shalosh. So this is one of the svaras why to explain why chalak goes mizonos, because usually you soak it. So maybe that this is would qualify as losing its Torah lecha, even though you actually boil it, you just bake it. Since you soak it, maybe it'd be enough. Okay, it's better if you even soak it in hot water, then you're ready, you know. The region, that would be certainly. Okay. Yud Beis. Yesh mish omer shapas hasharoi b'yayin adon inu mavarech elo b'rimin imzonos. So here the Mechaber says an interesting thing. Torah lechem means how it looks. So if you have bread that now absorbed the wine, it looks like red bread. It doesn't look like bread anymore. It looks like something else. So maybe that would make it lose its Torah lechem. So the Mechaber says, a whole piece of bread still looks like a piece of bread. You have small pieces of bread, and it absorbs wine, so then it doesn't look like bread, so then it would be considered mizonos.
Also another svara for the bread
pudding. Yeah, 100%. That would also be another svara for the bread pudding. I totally agree. Yeah. Mishmur here, Derek Agav, speaks about the question of, you know, do you say a bracha on the wine? What's the ikra, what's the tafel, you know, in this case? So he talks about, like, you know, a person who's eating, cookies with coffee. So you dip it, so they're both ikar. I mean, you want the cookies, you want the coffee, you say brach on both. There's no, you can't, you know, again, not exactly sure the metzias of this bread that's soaked with wine. I didn't look at that, but, okay. Fine. Yud Gimel. I feel dover shabali lasso ava, a thick batter. In bishlo otigna inu varkin alav amotzi. Right? Chanukah's coming up. How do you make sufganiyot? Make donuts by taking a thick batter and boiling it, and rather frying it, deep frying it, right? Even if it looks like a roll, a donut looks like a roll. It looks like a roll, that doesn't make a difference. It wasn't baked. Even if it's chayv v'chala, being chayv v'chala is not connected to whether or not it's a motzi. So if you're chayv v'chala, not be a motzi. It's not connected. So because donuts are not baked, they're mizonos. And according to this opinion, you can eat as much as you want. There's no shayla of kviya suda. You can eat as many, again, I wouldn't recommend it, but halachically, there's no issue of kviya suda. V'yesh cholkin, v'olim, v'chol shetchilas iza ava, afilu rachacha, achar kakamayim, asan sufkanin, v'yishlo v'mayim, v'tignam v'shemen, v'varech ala motzi. So the second day of the machaber is that, no, you should say a motzi on items that are, you have a roll that, instead of baking it, you boil it, or you deep fry it. So you would say hamotzi on it. Again, a donut, it would certainly be mizonos, because a donut is filled with jelly, so, you know, it's
sugar on
that. Yeah, usually it's very, also, fine. Yerushalayim should be choshish for this day and not eat a fried item if the batter is a thick batter. Again, like I said, but only if it's thick batter that's with water. And if the batter itself has, you know, oil in it and sugar, so then it certainly would be mizonos. Umzik kule alma invakin of hamotzi, the Lord shall sprach us, wait, you know, noodles, you know, certainly noodles are boiled, right? They're not, how do they make noodles? I don't know, you boil noodles, right? So,
You can bake them.
Pardon?
Noodles?
Yeah.
Even with that, you can bake noodles.
You can bake noodles, okay. So, either way, if something's boiled, certainly it wouldn't have, a shayla. Have a pashtida. Right, like I said, once the shemen v'zash is considered a kisinin and so on. So certainly on a donut, you'd say it's not included in the suffix of the makabri. The donut, it would certainly be mizonos. The shayla's donut would be if you ate a kviya suda of them. Would they still be mizonos in al-mikhya or not? That's telling the two days here. The makabir, could it be considered bread if it's not baked? Many people are makil, meaning, let's say it was pancakes. People will eat like 10 pancakes and not wash. They don't think it's shayla kviya suda because it's not baked, it's just fried. Okay. Yudalid. Chalut, if you boil something, perush, in pas choltin osabroskin, shachar kach afu utanu. These are like the original bagels, if you ever go to Montreal. How do you make a real bagel? You boil the batter, like you make a bagel, you boil it, and then you bake it. So it's supposed to, let's say, a New York bagel where it's just like a roll, you just bake it. So, they know it boil in New York also?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Okay. So. When I was growing up, you know, every time I left Montreal, and it's like, this is a bagel. Anyway, so he boiled it, then he baked it. Pas gomurum, varakamotzi, it's considered bread. The whole davish of the lefse raka, afu matan v'lomashka, dino, kapas, uvarakamotzi, v'sholosh brachos. So anything you bake without a liquid is considered baking. Again, I mentioned before with the frying, you know, the pancakes, there is some oil there, and it adds taste. So the question is that considered baking or not? If it's just a little bit, it's going to burn, that's not called the mashke. If something you if it's below saraka and you fry it, then it's certainly not a bread. So, there are a lot of details here. It's a little hard to figure out exactly what they're talking about in terms of the date cases and how to apply it. But I think we touched on a lot of the practical applications. Tes vav to roknin dahainu sha'osin guma v'kira v'nosin v'kemach u'mayim u'ravim v'avin afasham v'rachalav v'avim v'nizonos v'rachalav v'nizonos. Yukalo varach al motzi. This is some type of thing that doesn't have Torah lechem apparently. But if you eat a little bit, it's mizonos. Right. If you eat a lot, it's hamotzi. I guess it has to have Torah lechem. If you eat a lot, it's hamotzi. Well, tirta the hainish lochin chemical mayim. Every one of the shalchim lakira, but who be spashing nefer? This is like the crepes. Ain alav Torah lechem. So here it says if something gets thicker, it would have a Torah lechem. If something gets thinner, it wouldn't have a Torah lechem. Where did it exactly put the kvul? That's something we discussed a few minutes ago. It's not so clear halacha l'maisa. Again, it would certainly add to our understanding if we knew what we were talking about in terms of these mitzvahs. It could be there are people who can research this. I'm not familiar what exactly these things look like. The fact that it was, baked by the sun isn't necessarily significant. I mean, if it was a solar oven, you'd still say amotzi on bread. Here, it's a type of food that seems like a snack food. It's something you put in kutach. It's something that's croutons, essentially. Put it in the yogurt or the shpur, where you have a lot of oil on it, and some type of like cookie or some type of... Then it's mizonos, and therefore it's not a meal food; it's a snack food, and therefore you say mizonos. Lastly, that we mentioned this already: pashtida hanefa b'tanu b'basar b'dagim or b'gvina b'varach alav hamotzi b'rikas hamazon. So here, the question: how does this fit with what was mentioned earlier? The mechaber earlier said things that have pockets are mizonos, and here you have a meat pie; it has a pocket. You have a cheese pie; it has a pocket. Yet here it's a motzi. So one understanding is that things that are sweet are pockets. That's a snack food. This is a meal. And then a calzone would be a motzi. The Taz argues, is no. Really, even if it's filled with cheese or meat, if it's a snack food, you'd say mizonos on it. This just happens to be a meal food. Okay. Let's see if we can try to do the next sim. It's pretty short. It's not so relevant. So we have a situation where a person is being served by a waiter. And the waiter, today waiters eat, they have a lunch break and they eat. With leftovers or whatever they eat. But once upon a time, he was eating from your meal, so it was like, not derech eretz, he's going to be starving, you're not going to give him food, so it was like, midini derech eretz, you have to feed the shamash. This is not relevant today anymore. Midas chasidus liten lo miyad, we call midumin, v'leiten lo kol zman shakos biyado, o biyad abalabayis, you have to give it to him in a way that he's going to be able to take it. If he's busy working, he can't take it. Dak le shamash, v'le achar shes... So the first sif isn't really so relevant. Like I said, today we live in a different world, and you always have to make sure that there's workers' rights, you have to make sure that you're sensitive to the needs of the workers, but there's no real halacha of feeding him. He doesn't want the food from your plate anyway. The Shulchan does discuss this issue of giving him food if he's not going to wash his hands, which is relevant. You have a waiter who's not from, so are you allowed to, you're the owner of the restaurant, can you let him, eat? So the concern is, is he going to wash his hands? He's not going to wash his hands. Lemaisa, most people can assume that it's a bigger mikshal not to give a person food. If you invite somebody over, it's a hot day, and you don't give him a glass of water, so he's going to say, what type of stingy people these from Jews are? So you want to, be loving and accepting, and you say, oh, can I pour you a glass of water? And here in Israel, you have to know who you're dealing with. Like the Sephardi Jews, I once had a guy working in my house, I offered him a glass of water, he said, oh, tavili kippah, he wanted to say a bracha, And Ashkenazi Jews, depends on who you're dealing with. If you could say, you feel comfortable doing that, that's great. It depends how it's done in your relationship, friendly, not so friendly, it really depends. But Begadol, we usually assume that the mikshol is greater not to be menschlich than to be concerned about, him not saying a brach. The Chavar continues, "V'lo yitein la'echol el l'vishu yodei shivarech." Again, same issue. V'yishu kili v'nosu v'ani v'taras staka. The Hashamish mevarech v'ri v'pri agefen. I'll call cause of cause. Again, this is a question. It's not relevant to us, but the idea is relevant in that if you don't think you're going to be getting any, like, your bracha usually covers what you're planning on getting. So a person is a guest, you have kavana for everything that you're served. If you're a baal bayis, so it's good to have stam kavana that you want to include everything. I say mizonos on this cake, I want to include other mizonos. I may to be in the mood for a cracker. But if you're in a situation where you limit your da, so let's say a person's on a diet, and one cookie, that's it. You know, so then you don't want to have more, and then if you choose to have more, you have to say nu bracha. So the application here is a shamash varach rabbi given, I'll call kos kos. He doesn't know if he's getting another cup. If he's expecting more, he doesn't have to say nu bracha. The principle is important, the application is not so important. Here too, the assumption is we want to have a zimun. So two people are eating, they want the shamash to eat with them in order to have a zimun. Again, the application is not so relevant. The idea is certainly relevant. Okay, so we'll stop here.